Oh. Poor man.
Yes.
Hey, it's Jeremy. It's Skid Row Studios. How's it going?
Jeremy, how are you? You have an 800 number, huh?
Yeah.
Were you the guy that interviewed me and my son?
It wasn't me, but it was Vince from the More Music Radio Pod.
That was really awesome, dude.
Yeah, that's one of our best shows, man. That was a great show.
That was fun. Nobody ever interviews my son. Oh, look at Super Dave's holding up pictures of me, and who is that with us? You, me, and some other dude. Hold on just a sec. Let's see. Miami Beach is great. I'm going to Miami at the end of March for the Ultra Fest. Have you heard of the Ultra Fest?
No.
It's with all these DJs, like all these world-class... Who is that in the picture, Super Dave? Kato Kaelin. Look at that. Wow. That's OJ's house guest when he committed his double murder. Wow, there's Kato. Oh, my God. He became famous off a murderer. You're definitely real, not poor if you have an iPhone. Everybody has an iPhone, dude. I see homeless people with iPhones. Come on. You can get iPhones for... How much are iPhones now? $99? How much are iPhones, dude?
You can get the older iPhone now for $99.
Right. And then how much is your you know, does it cost a month? You can get them real cheap now, right?
It's about $100 a month with the data plan and all that stuff they lock you into.
Right. I swear I do see homeless people in New York with cell phones. I'm not saying iPhones, but... Like, these things used to be, like, really expensive, but that's true. I'm called Poor Man, but I have had, at times, made some pretty good money, as this guy will tell you, right, Jeremy?
Yeah, absolutely. You were on top here, man, here in Los Angeles.
I was on top in L.A., and then I went away, didn't I?
Yeah, you went to New York, and it sounds like you're enjoying yourself. It's an amazing city where anything is possible. So, I can definitely
anything
understand that.
Look at Super Dave, who's putting the picture of me with my tongue out. Hold on. Yeah, now it's just a little older, and less teeth. Poor money. No, what's really funny is, you know, I was so excited. Being number one show on Stick Cam after less than a month, but with no job in New York, but broadcasting from New York. $199 for your iPhone? Is that what it costs? $199? Look at that picture of me in there. That's frightening, bro. Frightening. Joe Issa left the room and joined the room. Shop till you drop left the room. She must be in the middle of something.
So, poor man.
Left. Yes.
Tell me a little bit more about New York. Tell me... It looks like you've had some pretty interesting experiences so far, and you haven't been there that long. What's give me a moment that's like a New York moment where you're like, yeah, this can only happen in New York City.
Well, let's see. Where do I begin? I run 12 miles a day, so some homeless guy took a swing at me one day when I was running by. I see people, I'll tell you what's a New York moment, is riding the subways. You get, like, homeless guys that make speeches to you about how they need you to give them money. And then you're also in the subway, and there's like, street performers that perform in the subway cars. And they, like do flips and stuff while you're riding in a subway. I mean, it'd be like riding in a public bus. You know, they just all of a sudden want money. Oh, here's something for you. You probably think you get mugged if you walk at night in New York, right? Or do you?
I used to live on 23rd and 9th, so I know New York City pretty well.
It's safe, dude.
Yeah,
it's
definitely. Totally definitely.
Okay, I'll tell you something that's interesting about it. I don't know if this is interesting or not, but, you know, it's so crowded with people all the time. Like, and then you walk by people, and everybody kind of sort of occupies their own space, but they don't even want to make eye contact with anybody else.
Right.
You know, you know what I'm talking about? Like, you'll be sitting in a subway car, and it'll be like the person next to you doesn't exist, because they'll be looking straight ahead, and they won't, nobody, like, interacts like they do in California.
Yeah, very true. I think people in New York City, even though you're in this crowded city, I mean, there's 8 million people in Manhattan alone, it's still, people are pretty, can be pretty isolated if they want to be.
Oh, I'll tell you something about New York that'll really blow you away. Okay, how many people watching right now have cable TV, wherever you are? Who has cable TV up? Just, if you're in the chat room, just tell me if you have cable back where, not in New York, or satellite. Okay, Mitch has cable. So does Unleash the Beast. Where does Unleash the Beast in California? DirecTV for Learjet. All right, this is going to shock you guys. By the way, if you're just tuning in, I'm not the girl in the profile picture, okay? That is a girl who's on my TV show, Poor Man's Bikini Beach. If I put my face on that profile picture, nobody would tune in, but she is on my show. It's been on for years. Okay, here's, if you have cable TV in New York, I guess I can't show it on stick cam. After 10 at night, I'm not shitting you guys. This is really true. You turn on the TV, and they have a half-hour infomercials with transsexuals. Yes, they have trannies on TV. I couldn't believe it. I saw this hot chick with tits, and then they scroll down the shot of them nude, and there's a penis. It was sick. It was like... I'm not kidding, dude. A half hour of transsexuals, you know, like hairy balls and all. Nothing against it. If you want to be a tranny, that's fine. I just don't want to see it on TV. They showed the full nudity on cable after 10 at night. A half hour infomercial if you wanted to, like, you know, order yourself up a transsexual. It was sick.
Yeah, the public access television there.
Huh?
I was saying the public access television there, in general, is pretty interesting. But yeah, it gets real interesting after 10 p.m.
Have you ever seen these transsexual infomercials? It's disgusting. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
No, I agree. They're everywhere. The trannies are, but they aren't on TV everywhere. And I nothing against them. I mean, I did a Bikini Beach episode where I asked one of them, during West Hollywood Halloween, if it was a he or a she. I got bitch slapped in the face, and then my cameraman got maced with pepper spray. And that was one of our most popular. So now I understand you got to be very delicate with transsexuals. You know, you can't joke around. But I can't believe they let people in New York get away with that on television. And also they have escort half hour infomercials too, dude. Like, you know, where you can hire yourself an escort. You won't see that in California.
I knew a guy a long time ago who worked on what they called the infamous Channel J in New York City. And back in the day, before, you know, regular cable and remotes and stuff, you'd have those old cable boxes. And there would be a Channel J. And that was kind of the public access porn channel there in New York City. And this guy did a talk show on Channel J, and it was a regular talk show, you know, all kinds of subjects, not strictly sexual, but the only thing is that everyone was naked on the talk show at all times. Channel J.
Naked on there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ask someone about Channel J that's been in New York City for a while, and they'll probably know what you're talking about.
Is that where you're from originally, is New York?
I grew up in Pennsylvania, and I worked in New York City for quite some time.
And you were living on 23rd and what cross street?
23rd and 9th, right in Chelsea.
Wow. Chelsea, I know that area. I'm learning it. All right, thanks for your call, bro.
Thanks really a lot, man. All right.